Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Dixon and I'm founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and my co-host is Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Caroline?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And also welcome to another episode of UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Just just to let everyone know who's not heard us before, the format of the show, and also just to introduce ourselves for those who are, shall we say, familiar with ourselves. We have been doing the show now for 5 to 6 years. Obviously, you know who we are, what we do, but just for everybody else who's new today, I'll give you a little introduction. As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm Caroline Dixon. I'm founder of a company called Crystal Heart Psychics, where I have other psychics working for me over the telephone. We are available to take calls 24/7. For me personally, I'm a psychic medium. I've been doing this for 14 years professionally. I'm also a Reiki master and Seikem master, so I'm a healer by trade. I'm also a qualified life coach and hypnotherapist. I'll just explain a little bit about me. So in 2006, I went through a big life-changing event. With that, I realized that I had abilities. Once a year I went to see a psychic, and every time they used to say, oh, you've got healing in you, and I used to think, yeah, really, and leave it there. Obviously, the life-changing event actually caused me to question everything. And the thing is, what happened to me, I already knew. I knew in my gut and I knew in my heart that this was actually correct, because I'd had the feeling for a couple of years, but had denied it because my logic thought otherwise. So I actually went on a quest and a journey of learning and healing myself, which then led me to be able to have this wonderful gift of healing others, teaching others, and doing psychic readings. And that's where we're at. Myself and Joni met about 7 years ago via LinkedIn, because I'd just set up Crystal Heart Psychics, and we connected immediately, and we've been firm friends since that day. And about a year and a half afterwards, we both went, well, I was assisting on another show, live call-in show, and we felt that it worked really well. So this is how the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond was born. We call ourselves that because Joni is in New Jersey and I am in the UK. So from that point, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm so honored to know you, and I love working with you.
Absolutely.
So I am Joni Isinger, and I live in New Jersey in the USA, just a short hop, skip, and jump from the UK. And I used to be a social worker in New York City for 10 years. I did individual and group therapy with addicts and alcoholics, as well as the mentally ill. I did not believe in any of this whatsoever. I thought that it was one big fake, that the people who were involved were flakes. And then around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities. I had a spiritual awakening, and I became able to do hands-on healing and remote healing, as well as channel departed ones and pets. And the gifts kept coming in. Because of my religious background, that was really antithetical to anything that I believed or wanted to go near. But I had no choice, because what was happening was very true and real, and the people who were experiencing my gifts were giving feedback that supported what I was receiving to be truth. So I became a professional psychic and healer and medium around 2010. I had done enough practice on friends and others to then put out that business card. And I consider myself a light worker, one that brings in love energy and I guess wisdom from other lifetimes, as well as from this one, to give humanity the opportunity via the gifts and the wisdom, the opportunity to ascend, to raise their vibration and thin their veil the way my veil is thinned, and also the way that Caroline's veil is thinned. So we are light workers that are spread all around the world, and we have come into our gifts, whether it be at a very early age or later on. Some people gradually have them develop, and others they're fast-tracked. Caroline and I, we both share, we've been fast-tracked that later on.
Yep.
And to kind of, right, Caroline, that fast-tracked?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That we fell into it in quite an interesting way, and we smile. Just as Caroline said, we are fast friends, and that we have a similar approach. We view the world, this earth plane, very similarly, and that's why we work so well together. So we enjoy doing radio. We like doing healings, where if a person calls in and they have a question, if there's a block related to the person manifesting what they desire, if it's for their highest good, we're going to assist you in identifying the block or blocks and help you to clear them. Because if you do not address what is in front of you that's stopping you from moving forward, really it's kind of, I don't know if the word is a waste, but, you know, you've come in with soul contracts and you have a mission to accomplish certain things. And if you go off track and you don't address blocks, then you go to your passing with the veil lifted and you go, oh, darn. So we act as the bridge and the catalyst. So with that being said, shall we begin?
Yes, and let me just explain what myself and Joni do. Obviously, the show is an hour and a half. We would love to get to all of you. It doesn't necessarily happen, but what we do do is try and be fair. So what I will do is read the last three digits of your code and ask who you are and where you're from. And we tend to say, can you kind of limit it to one question? I mean, you can say, I just want a general reading, but really we do try and limit it so we can just get around everyone, and it seems to be a little bit fairer. And the one thing I will say, if you like what you hear, please follow us, because that means you'll get email notifications. We also have a Facebook page, UK US Psychic Tag Team Across the Pond, and from there on in you can see when shows are coming up, or, you know, obviously get in touch with myself and Joni directly as well if you would prefer a private reading. But obviously, just please remember that private readings are chargeable. Okay. So without further ado, Joni, I think we shall do the first caller, which is 949. Hi, you're talking to Joni and Caroline. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Getting ideas on the wall for the next 20 years and beyond.
Hi.
Her point was that she had nothing to
do. Hi. Okay. Hi. Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
This is Laura. I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So how can we help?
I just want to know what you see for me around making a move and getting a job.
Okay, so when did we last speak to you, Laura? Because I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm just.
I don't know. It's been a long.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a while. I'm just looking back. I'm going, wow, I remember speaking to you last, but I think it's got to be over 6 months ago. Okay, so Joni, would you like to go with this one, or do you want?
No,
me to
you
go
can.
First? Okay. Right, I do say, Laura, I am picking up a little bit of frustration from you because it just feels that you're stuck. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, I want to move first, but I've got to ask the question, and I think we've had this conversation before, but I need to go through this again. Have you actually decided what you want to do yet?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been applying for, I have a field study and everything that I've been working towards. So I know what I know what to apply for, and I have been applying for it.
Yeah.
It's just that I work since COVID hit.
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It is not easy out there right now because of the whole COVID thing, you know, and it is what it is. You will get there eventually. If you want a month, I have got a month of November coming up. So, as I say, from my point of view, I'm getting a month. So I kind of feel that's positive in the sense of signposts. But I also feel sort of, have you had much feedback when you've written off, when you've applied? Because the one thing I'm feeling with you is almost like you've not had much feedback. Does that make sense?
Well, I
so, like,
know.
You've applied, but you haven't really had anything back, like thanks for applying
I applied in July for a position through this guy, recruiter, and ended up not really having the funding for the project. So that fell by the wayside. And then last week he contacted me and said that the funding has come back around, and he resubmitted me for the contract. So that's a possibility. And then I had a Zoom interview a few weeks ago, and they gave great feedback on my interview and said that I was a great fit, and they really, it was a very positive review. I had one after me, and I guess they gave that job to that person. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is why it was so funny, because I thought, wow, I can just feel like it was almost sadness, and I now understand why, because of what you've just told me. So, yeah, and this is why I was on about feedback, because it was like, and you think you've nailed it, you think you've done so well, and then you come out, and you're like, and then you just get picked by the post by the other candidate, and you're like, oh, I really wanted that one for me. Okay, just to let you know, they've said that for now, but I think they might come back again, okay? So the one that you got great feedback for, I'm being told don't worry about it for now. The reason why I'm getting that is sometimes, obviously, they've got to offer the person a job. The person's got to accept it, so they've got to go through that whole process. Yeah, I'm not sure whether that's going to go according to their plan. So don't be scared, because this is the words I'm getting. It's like, don't be scared, because I feel that that one's coming back in again. However, the one you spoke about with the funding, I'm getting quite excited about that, because that's really something that I feel with that one, there's a lack of trust from you because they lost the funding. But the other side of it is like, that is such an exciting role. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be a good fit for me.
It's
a contract.
Yeah.
But it's what I do. I do contract work for the most part.
Yeah, but you don't mind that though, do you? As long as it's kind of stable-ish, you don't mind it.
That's it. I want to be stable enough, because I want to buy a home and I want to be stable enough. I just want to feel safe and secure, and I need to get out of the apartment, and I want some stability. As long as I have continuity going on, I'm good. So when I get into these long stretches like this with this COVID situation, then I get worried.
It's quite stressful. I mean, I have contracted myself, so I know that feeling. Normally you can trust, and this is where you have to learn. Trust the universe with all your life, which but it can get quite concerning when you come into the end of a contract and you can't find another contract. You're like, oh my god, I just need to know I'm going somewhere and I've got some money to pay the bills. So I kind of totally understand where you're at. I am getting October, November. Obviously, we're middle of October, so I feel it's more November. So I think there is positive news coming forward for you. Okay. The other thing as well, what I'm saying and what I'm getting is also a lady in spirit, which I feel it's your grandmother. Does that make sense? Is this from your mom's side? Has she passed?
Yes. Yes.
And she was very close to you, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she's actually kind of behind you 100%. So I just needed you to know that. It's kind of, she's coming just to say, look, I'm steering her. So you must follow your intuition. And your feelings. But like I said, when you told me about the one that lost the funding that's come back, I'm kind of a bit excited about it. But also what we need to do with you is a little bit of work here. But what I'm going to do at this point is, I think this is the appropriate time for me to pass you across to Joni, because we need to get you manifesting quicker, okay? And I think Joni probably concurs with me on this one.
It's so telepathic. I'm glad I'm sitting.
Yeah.
So telepathic, what Caroline just said, wow, okay. But that's why she and I work together. Okay, so.
We tag team.
I support what Caroline said, and I got November. But it's interesting because just an educative piece for you and listeners, and Caroline is going to concur. You know, we get things, as she says, in symbolization form. We get metaphor. We get pictures and words and numbers and feelings. I'm listening. I'm not necessarily getting, I don't want to say getting anything, but I'm not getting anything specific. I'm listening to the, and there's another call coming in. I'm not getting it if you hear little beeps or absence of my voice. So at the end, I'm going, there's a block here. There's a block, and I think we need to do a healing. We need to find what the block is. And now Caroline says, passing over, concur. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's another lifetime, and I see you in like a chicken coop, and you're passing out the feed, and there's a lot of pecking going on. And there's a lot of meal and pecking and a lot of, and you're bored out of your mind. Now, do you have a glass of water by you?
Not
or
yet.
Or can you go? We'll follow you. Can you fill up something and have a sip?
Yes.
Or any beverage if you can't find water. Just have a sip. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. They're working on you. So you're going stir crazy, and I want to break out of this. I want to break out of this. And your mind starts roaming. Now, it's almost like a paradox here. We've got the woman who could leave at any time in the chicken coop where it's penned in, and the chickens can't go anywhere, and you want to break out of this joint, but you could at any time. So your mind starts getting a little loopy, not that you went insane, but stir crazy, and you start wandering with your thoughts. And as a result of the energy, it seems kind of going elsewhere and having a frustration, it blocks your ability to move more seamlessly. I know that sounds metaphorical and a little cuckamonga, but are you with me on this in terms of how thoughts that aren't expressed well and healthfully discharged can go into the physical body and then carry from one lifetime to another and affect another incarnation?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what you were working on. What can I do? How can I shift this? How can I change this? What can I do? But it became a hyperloop of frustration around this where you felt unable to perform, unable to change your life. And it was a hyperloop. It was like one of those gerbil wheels that just keeps spinning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go to your passing in that lifetime. What have I done? Total blame towards self, which is incurring karma towards self, which is okay. We're not judging. We're just saying this is what happens a lot. You blame yourself. I could have done this. I could have done that. Why didn't I do that? Shame, guilt, blame, remorse, and regret.
Yeah.
I don't see you're really blaming other, but we're going to do the forgiveness work, and that it's nice to hedge bets, but I don't see blaming others. I see a lot of blame towards self. Okay. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations, that lifetime that we just spoke of, and any others where you throttled self with an internal motor that didn't stop. Does that resonate?
Yes. Yes, okay. It does.
Okay. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. You're like, boop, boop, good.
Okay.
Wow. My heart, there's a heart sadness, and my throat feels sad. I feel like I want to cry, but it's very important. This is beautiful. Forgive everyone and everything. Yes. You're like, oh, boop, boop. You're just a mush pot. You're just forgiving everyone. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons, and have another sip of water. Sip between now and when you go to sleep. Let's see. They say full steam ahead. Things are going to shift. I feel like you're going to be tingly. Do your toes tingle right now?
No.
Okay. You were standing a lot in that chicken coop, and I feel like your hands, you want to grab onto something. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to be chewing gum a little bit, because I feel like you're like, yeah, like you want to do something right now. Solar plexus, your power center, where it's like right underneath your rib cage in the center, that soft spot where your colon is, that's also being activated. You felt disempowered. No movement. So the feet are going to start tingling. I feel like you're going to start making strides forward because you were standing in one place, just giving out the feed from a feed bag. Your hands, you were just flinging feed. Now I see grabby. So you were throwing away things, but now you want to grab the brass ring, which is your due, which is the bounty, it's the job, it's the money, it's the yummy whatever, it's the happy, it's the physical and the esoteric, is the grabbing, now taking, but not in an ego way, it's the balancing. You kept throwing out the feed, not necessarily feeling like you got in return, and now you're going to be getting your due. And the yammering, the nya, is that you just kept quiet. So you might find that if you want to chew some gum, it'll discharge some of the energy that's coming up and it'll feel good. And I feel like in a short time, in a few months, things change. You're on your way. It is what Caroline said. And then you make, I don't know what this means, you make better decisions, different outcomes, new people, and your future is brighter.
Oh, that sounds good.
So that's
that.
The tag team with us both. And I hope this assisted.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, that's, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let us know how you get on. I'd love to, we will look, like to hear. We always tell everyone off for phoning up too soon, but actually I'd quite like to hear from you next month. Or when we get that good news dropping through, okay?
Please.
All right, thank you. I will.
Okay,
good luck.
No problem. You take care now. Right, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, so that was the lovely Laura. Off she goes. Right, okay, we're on to the next caller, 726. I'm just going to just pick up a little bit on what we just discussed there. This is how me and Joni do actually work, is that we work on a tag team. So both of us will know when to, shall we say, tag team? That's how it works, isn't it, Joni?
That was just beyond.
Yeah, and it's like I will get told by my guides to go quiet and pass this over, and vice versa. This is kind of why we started the show.
And vice versa, yeah.
It is like that, isn't it, Joni? But the other thing as well, what I would say, and this is something where it comes to manifestation, and I think, you know, Joni will concur with me on this, is that you have to be kind of emotionally really free to be able to manifest absolutely abundantly and successfully. So when myself and Joni talk about removing emotional blocks, what we're doing is actually helping you, assisting you with connection to yourself and your higher self, assisting you with self-worth, because all of those negative emotions are going to block you from creating your future. So part of the thing that we do is we actually assist with helping you come to terms with those emotions so we can remove that negative energy, which assists you in then moving forward. So I don't know whether you want to add anything more to that, Joni, but I thought that would be good for everyone to hear.
I think that the law of attraction is not spoken of in the mainstream media. I think this is something that's more in spiritual communities. I would look up the law of attraction. Oftentimes people who are religious think that it is dark and that it is something that's not to be played with, that God gives and that one cannot ask for in that way, or that it's more like divination in a dark way. I do not ascribe to that. I believe it is a universal law, and I believe that we manifest things via our thoughts. If it is for our highest good, it comes into being, and that with thinking about it, talking about it, taking actions towards it, believing that it's possible, visioning it, that we can in fact create what is for our highest good and the highest good of all. So if one is spinning their wheels, there are probably blocks, and it could be from this lifetime or other. You can do the forgiveness work around it without even knowing what the blocks are. You forgive yourself and other, and you can keep at that, and you could possibly be stripping away the layers to the blocks, and then you could actually see a positive outcome at the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I think next question, we'll move on.
You
to
got
the
it.
Person. Yeah. Okay. 726, we're coming to you. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hello. My name is Rachel, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. My question is, do you see any romance coming for me in 2021?
Okay. Jenny, this is for you. Take it away.
So is there someone who's on your mind now? Is there someone that you're looking at?
No, but I am using law of attraction.
Okay, and in today's day, I must ask, man or woman?
Oh, a man.
Okay, because I'm doing the peace today. Peace
being
today, honey. Okay.
Can you see?
Yep, going in. Yeah. Okay, so I want to see what the shimmying about is. Okay. First they wanted me to ask you whether you dance and go out, but then it wasn't that. I see you there. I feel like you're trying to get the attention of someone who spoke, who gave a talk. And I see you're making your way to the front, or there's a line, or there's a book, and there's an author. And you either want them to sign the book, or you sign up for a newsletter and you start talking. Now, I don't know if it's with the author or if it's with an event coordinator, but I feel that you're going to be in a place where are you into either integrative medicine or holistic practitioners?
No, neither.
Are you do you go to spiritual workshops and spiritual events?
No, especially now, it's just everything is so shut down. I'm interested.
Right, but we don't go there. So that's where we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you had shared 2021, so you never know what's going to happen between then and next
right.
year. We never
right.
know. So, and also there are no time stamps, so it could be sooner, it could be later. I see around June, I see something coming up. I feel that you're at some official place. You're listening to someone speak. And there were comments made. I don't know whether this is a workshop or you're offering suggestions or this is a candidate. There is something where someone is very respectful. There's a commentator possibly. I don't know if this is a forum or a panel, a workshop. And you are heavily involved. I don't even know whether you coordinate this yourself, but I feel that there's someone there who's watching and they see you. They like what you have to say and that you join in with other people. So I don't know more about this, but there is one particular person that's beaming. They're very, very friendly and they offer you assistance. Guideship. I don't know whether they will mentor you or whether they will be a support for you in life, but this person is very special. I don't know what inundated with requests means, but you might need assistance and that people might say, hey, if you need a hand, and this person also might come to be of assistance for you around some event. So whatever this is, they gave so many twists and turns. This person is there, and I see scribe, something with authorship and writing.
Wow.
Pamphlet or book or event coordinator for a description of an event, but you are right there and the two of you laugh. I don't even know if this is church related, religious related.
Okay.
But it's a very warm interchange, and I don't think it's very difficult for you to meet this person. I feel like they're there at the exact time when you thought it's possible to meet someone that's like-minded.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So I hope that this assists. We'll see what Caroline says, if there's any crossover. She could give something very different, but it's okay because then you have more to look forward to.
Yes, thank you.
That's also why we tag team. You get a whole bunch of stories.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Good luck, and of course, let us know if you meet someone in 2021, if there are any earmarks to what we've shared.
Okay.
Here's Caroline.
Thanks.
Right. Well, I think, unfortunately, you're getting it really in the neck, Rachel, from Spirit, because the whole bit of, well, it's really difficult. I think Spirit are kind of having a bit of a sense of humor day with you, and you'll have so many opportunities. You just don't know what's around the corner. So I think the first bit that Joni said when we said we don't know what's going to happen, we don't know what's around the corner, is very much guided. Okay. Now I'm going to give you a couple of things that's happened in my life, simply because I feel it may help you. I'm not going to predict what's going to happen yet, but I'll just give you a couple of instances. Several years ago, I'm talking 13 years ago, obviously at the beginning of the show, I don't know whether you heard that me and Jody were very much fast-tracked in our learning. I asked my guides, because I found myself newly single after a very difficult divorce, and I actually asked my guides, when am I going to meet the right person? Because I need to meet the right person now. The answer I got was, life is full of surprises. You never know what you're going to get. And even though myself and Judy are very intuitive and psychic, most psychics won't be able to necessarily read for themselves, because it's our job to trust our own intuitions. Okay. So that's the first piece. There was a bit of a spiritual sense of humor in that. That might be too rude to add, but however, I might do that a bit later on. The other side of that is, when I was at the point where I sort of said to my friend, I've had enough, I'm not going to go dating again, this is awful, I met my partner that I've now been with 6 years, a week later, because I let go. And that was the difference. I was ready and I had let go. And it's the hardest thing to do, is to be really, really who we are. And it sounds very cliche, but from a law of attraction point of view, I can promise you, if you're doing something in here and you haven't necessarily done the work on yourself, you may attract another person with the same issues, and it will just show up in a different way. So, however, on that note, what I am going to say is, like I say, Spirit have a bit of a sense of humor, so that it sounds to me like they're trying to tell you the total opposite of what you've just said. Okay, so one, we've got to open mind, but I also see a man with really sparkly blue eyes. Isn't that what you said, Joni?
I don't know. I got beaming, but I don't think I said blue eyes.
No, as you
remember
said
my
beaming,
channeling.
Okay, as you said beaming, I get blue eyes.
There you go.
So this is kind of a real, like, you go, oh, wow, he's cute. And it is going to be, like, it's so weird. It's like the way I'm getting it, it's almost like you're queuing up for something, whether it's like a book signing or something like that.
There you go.
But, and now I've got to be honest, I don't really hear every single word that Joni does, because sometimes I'm off in the background, maybe listening in slightly, but just sitting, okay? So what I will say to you is, the fact that I'm getting a very similar message, and I keep getting this whole life is full of surprises. Yeah. So it's almost like I'm being told to, like, they're showing me now pictures of spring. So that's like, have the spring in your step. Be really happy with who you are. This person is going to come bounding in. You're not going to have a choice when it comes. So what I'm being told to say to you is enjoy this time whilst you're single. Because you ain't going to be single for very long. Okay? So
yes,
now can you understand?
Yes.
Because I think, yeah. And I think this is what happens with, I mean, myself, I've been reading for 14 years. A lot of queries I have on readings are about relationships, whether it's going to work, whether it's going to, he's coming back, or whether it's the right one. And in all fairness, our job is to be happy with us, be happy with who we are. The rest comes in when we're ready. And it doesn't matter how hard you try to say, I'm ready. I can honestly tell you that the right one comes when you're really at that place where you think, I'm totally okay by myself. And it really does. I can't, you know, I've resigned myself that I was going to be the forever spinster. And I was quite happy with that. I was ready to accept that. And it's very, very difficult. And you're like, oh, wow. So I didn't expect that. But I will tell you the story. And this is spirit sense of humor. It's a little bit rude. So I apologize already. But the one day I got a message, and this was one of my learnings on channeling after I'd asked spirit, when am I going to meet someone? And I got this message, buy condoms. I'd actually never bought condoms in my life before. So anyway, then I went to the drugstore and I kind of thought, oh, this is a bit embarrassing. And I said, why am I having to do this? And spirit's words were, if you think of sense of humor, he's coming. Now, you can read two ways into that. However, that is spirit's sense of humor. So,
that's
what
right.
I would say
has a sense of humor, for sure.
What I would say to you, Rachel, so apologize for everyone listening if they think that's very rude. But however, that's what I'm getting. And when I'm talking to you, Rachel, I'm getting a real sense of freedom, a real sense of happiness. And I kind of feel that you will be meeting the right person. I get the feeling it's around springtime of next year. So, and it will be where you go somewhere. It's either whether you go to a spiritual craft fair or something along those lines where you are queuing up to see somebody.
Yeah.
I'm getting a full picture. He's got brown hair. He's got a beautiful smile. He's very handsome. And you are going to look at him and you're going to go, wow, he wouldn't look at me. And that's going to be the fun part.
Well, something certainly to look forward to. This is wonderful.
I know.
Thank
you.
I've got to say, I love
doing readings like this because you can feel the energy that's coming. And I've gone all shivery as I'm doing it, as I'm reading. So it's... yeah, don't be downhearted about this. And what my guides are saying to me is don't be fooled. You know, you're limiting yourself by the way you're thinking. And I think what they're trying to say is open the box, open the new thoughts. There is opportunities, but you've got to be open to them in the first place.
And may I just add, this COVID thing has thrown so many people for a loop. I get many questions also regarding relationship, and people think that it's like they're done, like they had a window for meeting someone and now they won't or can't. Throw it out the window, just like what Caroline said. That's a block. That's a mental block. Keep the energy free and flowing. And it's a this too shall pass. And as I had said about the law of attraction, you have to keep energizing it, keep it juicy, the whole concept. That's the way you bring it towards you.
Yeah. And not only that, even if like the little story that me and Joni have told you, even if that puts a smile on your face and that gives you your visualization, by what we've said to you and by what you're visualizing, you're creating it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember that.
What?
But I've got little rainbows for you.
Well, thank you both. This is really very exciting. So God bless. And
you too.
I will keep you posted if something happens.
Or definitely.
I will. Thank you and
okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
And you. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Right, okay. So the next caller is 644. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Crystal. I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we assist?
Okay. Well, I really was interested in a general reading, but I don't want to take up too much time. I'm supposed to be embarking on a new career in terms of real estate and, just mostly doing my own business. So I'm just trying to find out, do you see it being profitable in terms of finances?
Your turn, Caroline.
Okay. So, Crystal, like when you first said, oh, no, I don't want to take up too much time. If you do a general reading, what will happen is we'll just give you what Spirit give us. So it's fine. That's why I said at the beginning. You can ask for general. It's just don't necessarily think you're going to get like that everything. Okay.
Right.
As far as career is concerned, I'm feeling you'll do fine. What I'm actually picking up from you is, how do I put it? It feels like, you know, if you were a kid and you walk into a classroom for the first time, or you're the new girl on the job, I've just got that tentativeness, a little bit of nervousness there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Very
so,
shy.
Yeah. It feels like there's a bit of shyness there. So, like you said, and you will break out of that, but it's almost like you have to get warmed up first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I kind of feel that because it's all new, it's a little bit, you know, it's that whole, you know, deep breaths. Oh, my God. Have you actually gone and started somewhere yet, or have you got a time when you do start that job?
Yes, I got my license in January. However, I'm going to change over to a new brokerage company because they have a better training program and, you know, they give more support.
Yeah, and that's kind of where you want to be going. I see you in a larger real estate company first, so you get the support around you that you need and want. And I actually see you shadowing another lady that is slightly older. Okay, just to show you the ropes, once you're in the swing of things, because this is the funny thing, you're really shy, but then when you get to know people and you're nicely warmed up, you're a totally different person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and the words I'm getting from my guides is bring out the smile. You know, you've got an absolutely amazing smile, they've said. You'll sell a lot of deals on that smile, right? So I kind of feel, yeah, it's the right place, the right thing. There's a lady with me in spirit. She's very strong. I feel your mother's behind you 100% as well. Does that make sense?
My grandma.
Yeah, your grandmother. You see, I'm getting a lot of this. It's like I'm feeling your mom is in this life with you, but is she supportive of you? I feel
she's...
Yeah, I was going to say, I get a little bit of on-off. But there's a grandma that's in spirit, that she's 100%. And I feel with her, she's encouraged you to do your studies. Does that make sense to you? So it's like no matter what, you were expected to finish your studies first, or you should be doing more studying because I'm seeing you filling in books.
I thought I was finished with school.
I don't think so. I think you've got some more studying to go. But that's okay, because what I am feeling is it's more to do with the property stuff. So it could be like where you go and look at financial advisory stuff. So you kind of help people get mortgages and things. So it's more about that. So this is just another step on the ladder to get you started. But I think you'll enjoy it. But I also feel you'll be really good at advising people financially as well.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. But, yeah, it's all new beginnings. They're showing me all flowers, okay? So I feel it's really positive. But, yeah, just once you've kind of got over your little bit of nervousness, shall we say, in the sense of, you know, you've got to start believing in yourself and, you know, you have really got to sort of, it's just that, you know, new girl day, you know. But once you're in there, you'll be totally fine. And there, and I'm being told, and I think this is what you desperately want, is to be part of a family at work. Does that make sense?
Yeah. A good environment, really.
Yeah. And where you're encouraged and pushed forward and you're challenged, I think you'll enjoy yourself. Really, I wouldn't necessarily recommend sort of like you going out on your own straight away. I think you'll probably be working for a realtor for a couple of years before you even think about branching out on your own. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's fine. Yes, that does. Yes.
Okay, and at that point, I'm going to pass you across to Joni.
Okay, thank you.
As another call comes in where I don't know if you have an absence of sound or beeping, but I am not going to be picking that up with my call waiting.
Yes, I was going to say.
I kept going in regarding what you were embarking on, and they had me in the future. So I feel like what you're doing here is a stepping stone for yet another side type of profession that's related. When you are doing this regarding selling properties and buying, you know, assisting as a realtor with people buying and selling, I feel that there's something about the way homes are constructed. Do you like roofs and structures and buildings and the way that they are designed?
Yes, I actually appreciate, the art.
The art of it.
Yes.
I do not know what will be happening to you, honey, but do you feel that you have a keen eye where you'll be looking at something and you'll see the bird on the steeple of the church, or you'll see the squirrel on the awning, someone else misses it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You find things, you see detail. I would, as you are doing this with your business, I would be looking at structures. I would be looking at the way the way that the materials that are used, whether it's vinyl flooring, whether it's slate, whether it's shakes on the outside of the house versus vinyl siding versus tongue and groove cedar, whatever, and chimneys and awnings. And there's something, I don't know whether you will possibly become more of an expert about buildings, about homes. I don't know whether you are going to be dealing with redesign, construction, assisting people with home modeling as a reference for connecting people to contractors and, you know, roof, mason, plumbing, electrical. Make sure that through your years that you keep a good Rolodex of who you like as the professionals for construction. Get their cards. You know, you want the glaziers, the glass folks, everyone, the flooring people, and you can compare, see how they feel to you, and just have them on board. I don't know what will happen, but I feel that it could be 10 years down the road. I don't think 20, it feels more like 10. That you are going to take this experience and you're going to be possibly either working for a company as an expert, or you are going to have a company that's going to have to do with design and construction and modeling of homes.
Okay.
Now, I know that this isn't necessarily what, you know, Caroline spoke about what you're embarking on, right? That's
right.
Exactly what you asked.
Right.
And whenever we psychics and healers are asked something, spirit knows what you need to hear. So for some darn reason, I come in as the tag to then jump ahead to then say to you, during this time when you are the professional as a realtor, keep this in mind because there's something that might come up as you as a professional. And also, Caroline said that you're not finished with your studies.
Right.
It might be that something's going to pique your interest regarding what Spirit said through me and what she said about the studies. You might need to go back and get more education about something. I don't know if it's manufacturing, if it's design, if it's, I don't know. You will know. You will be guided. But whatever it is, it's free will. So if you don't, it doesn't matter either. They're just saying, keep your Rolodex, keep your eyes on the way things are built and design, and keep the business cards and know that you can do this. And if Caroline's picking up, you know, the timidity, the shyness, work on any time, just, hey, and smile, put out your hand, and then make small talk and practice makes perfect.
Okay.
And good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Really mean.
We hope this assisted. Let us know also.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, okay. Thank you very much, Crystal.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, okay, we're going on to the next caller, 748. Hi, 748, who are we speaking to and where are you from and how can we help?
Hi. Hello, this is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. And how can we help?
I would like to know what is beneath my jaw clenching. I mean, obvious stress, but something deeper than that. It's gotten worse, and it happens at night, and I wear a night guard, but my whole head is so tense in the morning when I wake up. And,
do you have
anything about relieving that?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a glass of water?
Yes.
How many children have you had in this lifetime?
Zero.
You want to know how many you had in another one?
Sure.
10.
That's what I got. I was just saying that you had 10 kids.
Oh, my.
Caroline.
Woman, maybe.
Sorry, we are on it today. I've been doing that
with my boyfriend, too. There were 3 telepathies yesterday, and now we have this going on. Woo!
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not
happy day.
I heard you ask the question. I thought 10. Okay, as soon as you said it, I was like,
boom. Okay.
Boom is right.
Well, yeah, really. Boom times 10. Okay, so have you had uterine fibroids? Have you had cysts? Have you had endometriosis, discharge, painful urination?
At the end of my periods, I did. I have nothing officially diagnosed, but during pre-menopause, it was rough.
Yeah. So they're working on you, okay?
Right.
You've been through a lot. There are a lot of kids, a lot of emotion, and a lot of stress.
Uh-huh.
There were 4 children, and then 6 more came after that. Okay, so by child number 4, this started, the tension. And you had to bite your tongue, you bit your lip, you chew your cheek, the gums bled.
Wow.
There were a lot of issues in the face. I see knitted.
Mm-hmm.
I see the temples on either side, pressure on either side with the temples. I see sometimes pounding on the top of your head. Does all this make sense?
Yeah, I tend to curl my top lip under my top teeth. But
right.
It's been just recently, like in the past couple months, kind of oddly, yeah.
Right, because you're releasing this. You're guided then to call, and you get in the queue, and we pick up. So between this lip curl thing that started a while back, right, recently, and then the call, you're here to now release this unresolved issue. So let's find out what the stress was. You couldn't tend. You were on a farm. There were many kids. You couldn't tend to everything. There were people, animals, children, work, tilling of the soil. It was much the grain. A lot of grain. I see there's a granary. And do you feel gritty in your mouth?
No.
Okay, so I'm getting a lot of. I feel like you were. Uh-huh. You had something in your chaw. You'd have to chew on something and then spit out kernels or pieces. Mm. I think you were testing things to see if they were ripe. And so there's mm-hmm. something in the mouth that feels grainy and gritty to me. So also I feel like there's soil underneath your feet, but it's a gritty, grainy, uncomfortable. So I don't feel like you're steady on your feet as well. So between the childbirth, mm-hmm. the children, and the farming and not being grounded, we have a clenching trying to hold on. You're trying to hold on. Have another sip. And the head hurts. Let's get rid of karma across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. I've had it. I'm done. This is too mm-hmm. much. Why? How could it be? Cannot do. Forlorn. Dismay. Heart sadness. Throat with the lump in the throat. The belly mm-hmm. is over full. I think you ate a lot of cabbage and you were gassy. Something with the cabbage.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah, my stomach has been... Wait, I don't eat anything and my stomach is bloated. So that's...
Yeah, that's the cabbage. So it's cabbage karma, folks. And then you've got, at the end of the perimenopause, right at the end, there's the pain, and that's the childbirth. Like, oh, come on, really, 10? And we ball up that lifetime and any others that ultimately would cause the bloating, the TMJ, head issues, and any other where you are not in balance, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. Forgive everyone and everything. Did you do that first part inside, that you forgave yourself?
Yes. Yeah,
forgive everyone and everything.
I work hard. Mm-hmm. Forgive.
Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Sit between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. Now I'm going to go back to the TMJ. Takes time. So you said you have a mouth guard?
Yes, at night.
Yeah. Do you have peppermint oil?
No.
Okay.
Enough to get it.
If you found peppermint oil, I would put it under your nose before you go to sleep.
Hmm.
It opens you up, and because the clenching is the close, I believe that the peppermint oil would excite, and it enervates.
Open.
It enlivens, and I feel that you would do well with it. And also, do you like roses?
Yeah, the true essence, not any fake, but the actual real
rose
oil. Yeah.
I would find rose oil then, and you could put that wherever you'd like on you or put it underneath your nose like smelling salts. Rose works with you.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint. And it could take a year, but it's okay. 10 kids, 1 year, that makes sense to me. With the farm on top of the 10 kids, makes sense. Be your best friend. Be truthful to yourself. And watch the change. And let go of things that you don't need anymore. Let go, because I see your hands clenched a little the way you're teeth are, right? Every now mm-hmm. and then you could sit there. You put your hand, but you can sit on it like in a chair. You could put your hands on your lap or on either side of a chair and make a fist and then mindfully slowly open up your clenched fists.
Mm.
And imagine you are releasing all that does not serve you here and across time and space. Forwards and backwards across all generations. You could do that exercise whenever you want and imagine that things are pouring out of your hands. You could also do the same with your mouth. You don't have to do a clench because you're sore, so you could have your mouth closed and your teeth just together. And then you just slowly open and imagine everything pours out. And if you want to, you could have your legs together and slowly open up your legs and have any energy that doesn't serve you come out from between your legs. Little dabble do you. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm passing you on to Caroline for more.
Hi.
My telepathic friend.
My telepathic friend. Okay. Well, I'm kind of getting the feeling that you've covered most things. And I've got to be honest, I was actually with you at the initial healing there because I think we both concurred. But what I do want to say to you now, Anne, is how is your shoulders feeling? Because obviously we've done a lot of releasing of tension there. Does that make sense to you?
They've been okay. My shoulders have been on the right side is where it gets tension, but that hasn't come up lately.
No. Okay. So, I mean, from the forgiveness work and the healing that Joni has done, and as I say, I was going in with Joni at that point just to assist. And this 10 children thing, hey. But what I do get is in that lifetime, you're actually very tired a lot. So it's almost like you're making up for it in this life. Does that make sense? Probably
making
not.
Up for it by being tired or by not being tired?
No, by it's almost like the tension. And it's also, I feel that the moment, they have said to me, it's kind of the hormone side of things, which really hasn't helped. But like I said to you, you know, I was with Joni as the healing was taking place, and actually there was a lot of karma removed from then. So I kind of don't want to interfere in that. Does that make sense? All I can do is, as you know, I'm sending you healing as Joni is still sending you healing right now. So then we need to look at going forward. So the other thing that I'm being told to say, have you actually got a little routine before you go to bed at night? Like, do you actually meditate?
I have a stronger routine in the morning, and I need to initiate a better nighttime routine.
Yeah, and this is what I'm sort of feeling, because what we want you to do is go in, sort of when you're getting to bed on a nighttime and you kind of just lying in that really lovely place of just before you sleep. But what I'm feeling is it's also, do you feel like as you're kind of going to sleep, the tension starts?
Yes, definitely. It's hard. Insomnia.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah,
gone up.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, I feel like for me, I mean, I trust me, I make my partner jealous because I fall asleep anywhere, and if Joni will concur that how often do you message me sometimes and I'm like, oh yeah, I fell asleep on the
yes.
I am actually terrible. So I have the opposite problem is I can fall asleep sitting up till 2 a.m. and then kind of it's not the best. It's the other way around. So but for me, sleep is a great thing. But my partner actually does struggle with sleeping. So he has the opposite. And now, sort of, I have got him where he will go upstairs a little bit earlier and he will put some meditation on and he will, you know, so you're just creating a really nice environment. Now, the other thing that is coming to me, like obviously we talked about the 10 children and the past life and all of that. But the other thing that's also coming into my head is that it's almost like I feel like as you're starting to drift, it's like almost something goes, no, you can't go to sleep. Yeah. It feels like that. And it almost feels like, I don't know whether there's a fear of falling or a fear of death or something where just something's just blocking you that slightly just from drifting off nicely. Does that make sense?
Well, from a previous call from you, both of you, we went into this and we talked about I have many military lifetimes. So always being on guard, kind of always sleeping with one eye open.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of lifetimes of that.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask Joni for both of us to go in and just finish off clearing any of that. So all I'm going to say at this point, so if you can just close your eyes a second, just take a deep breath in through the mouth and out through the nose. Right, and I'm feeling the energy whizzing around. I'm just going to say, any clearing up that we need to do to assist you to relax as you are going to sleep, I'm asking my guides, and Joni will be going in with me.
Yes.
To clear this energy right now.
Oh, I felt that in my heart. Yeah.
It was kind of, there was an anxiety that was stuck in there, and it's kind of like we just got, it's almost like with what Joni was doing earlier. Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, good. My chest opened. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm just going to keep clearing for a second.
I can breathe deeper.
Yeah. And just feel that as you're breathing, just imagine your ribs. Just feel that.
Yeah.
That you're taking it right down into your lungs and your rib cage and breathing it right out. Now that will feel like cotton wool for a little bit, just breathing it as I'm talking. Okay. So now the next thing is what they want to go to is just a better nighttime routine. Okay. So it's like, now I must admit, and I will say this, I'm not a fan of, say, chamomile tea, but they are saying to me chamomile tea is going to be really good for you because it's a relaxant, okay? And then possible meditation that you can listen to, which would just focus on your breathing. And what they're saying to me is, like, if you can visualize a candle and it flickering, the candle flickering, 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 and just focus on your breathing and visualize that candle. So as you feel that you go in deeper and deeper. So it's almost like a hypnotherapy almost, where you go, I'm visualizing that candle, I'm breathing, and I'm going deeper and deeper, relaxed, okay? Now you can say that to yourself. I mean, you're effectively self-hypnotizing at that point, but we just want you into that really lovely, so where all your muscles are nice and gently relaxed. You can focus on your toes or from the tip of your head and say, right, I'm just going down my head, and just focus on every single muscle, relaxing and releasing, so you can actually then get a really deep night's sleep. Wow. And then show me lavender. So whether it's to spray lavender on your pillow, if you like the smell of lavender, of course, or just general sort of essential oils around you that have that lovely smell that will just help you relax. The other one that I have used in the past, and I mean, I bought it from Egypt years ago, but it was actually lotus flower, and it's gorgeous smell, absolutely stunning, and that can be used for depression as well. But yeah, it's just a release, so it's just like making the environment as cozy and as comfortable as possible, so you can lie in bed and you go, you see what I mean? But I feel you've done that with that release that's just happened. So you know what it feels like now.
That was a real physical response. And that was very, thank you. That was very helpful.
Good. I think I'm done. But I think in that respect, it's kind of like, okay, we seem to have worked on that. See how you go. We are on the 17th of November. And as again, like normally we are really good at sort of saying, look, you know, if you need to come back regularly, try and avoid it and wait a few months. But when it comes to something like this, sometimes let us know, leave a message. How are you getting on? Okay.
Lovely. Thank you so much. I will.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Right. Okay. We've got two callers left. One had just come on a little bit now, but so I'll go to the next one that's just come in. Okay, not the one that's been waiting a wee while. Okay, so 820, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kay and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, and how can we help?
I had a question in mind, but after listening, I think I want to go in a different direction. I'm torn. Okay. So the past 5 days, there's been at least 3 different spiders outside of my door. It's created spider web. And normally it would scare me, but it has not. And I'm trying to figure out what that that message is, because the webs have been very intricate, and I know that's that creativity, but it's just like the same area, my front door.
Could I ask before Caroline goes in, are they the same species of spider or are they different?
First one, I did not see the spider. The second one, I saw a black-looking spider, and then the last one was a brown-looking spider.
Okay. Thank you. Caroline, go for it.
Hi. Right. Okay. Well, I'm actually just having a look here. I'm sort of saying it's a message for you. Now, there's two things here. Now, I don't know what's going on in your life, but there's something about don't get caught in the spider's web. So I don't know whether there's something around you, well, it's people I'm talking here. But it's almost like...
Which is the first question I was going to ask, but I changed my mind. So, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's almost like there's a situation going on around you and they don't want you to get involved with it. Okay? That's really strong.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on. I'm not being told what's going on because sometimes we're not meant to know. However, I'm being told that you are not... This is strict instructions now. You are not getting involved in it. Now, I've got to be honest, and I will say this. I don't believe in disempowering psychic readings. So what that means is I'm not really here to tell you what to do. However, sometimes spiritual guidance comes in. It's like, really don't get involved with this. So be on the outside, look in, but don't go into the spider's web. So is there something in your career or workplace or family where you've got people around you that, you know, there's tittle-tattle or talking. Does that make sense?
Yes. Work.
But you kind of, yeah, I feel it. And you feel it too when you go into work.
Yes.
But
yes.
They've kind of, how do I put it? Is this like, it's like a click in the sense of, do you understand what I mean when I say click?
Yes.
And they're kind of like picking on somebody else almost. But they want you to join in with them?
Yes.
Please don't.
I'm
and
not.
I also get the feeling that you don't actually agree with what they're doing anyway.
No, I don't. I don't.
So,
I don't.
Yeah, they're kind of like, hey, come over here. Be our friend. You know, it's like children's playground, you know, stuff. It's you know, she's our friend. No, you're our friend, not her friend. So you can't go and be friends with her over there because you're friends with us. It's a bit like that. They're kind of always saying, come join with us. Don't be friends with her, you know, because we don't like her. But that's bullying.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that you want to almost say to them, you know, grow up. You know, you're grown up here. This is a professional environment. We just stop doing it, yeah? But the only other thing that I will say, because I kind of feel like you're like, I'm not going to get involved. I don't like seeing this person suffering, but I'm really not going to get involved, okay? But the other side of it is like peace. You're thinking, yeah, well, I don't want to fall out with anyone. I just want a quiet life at work, so I'll just take my turn and say hi and be sort of friends, but not really. Okay. The one thing that the guy said to me is actually what you can do, because I feel that this girl that they are, I don't know whether it's a lady that they're picking on, but it's someone they're picking on. They're being quite wicked about, is feeling it and being quite negative. And I feel that you've befriended her a little bit, but it's kind of difficult because if you're seen to be too close to her, then they can start on you. Yeah, I kind of feel a quiet word to HR wouldn't hurt, but you staying anonymous, if that makes sense.
And that's close to impossible.
Yeah. It's so difficult, isn't it? It is.
Yeah. And the first question that I was going to ask was about when is it time for me to move? The short of it is I got shifted. My manager left. And I got moved under, it was just the two of us. So when she left, it was just me. So now I got shifted under a group. And it is so oh my God, it's a group of ladies.
Yeah, nightmare.
It's draining.
Don't get me wrong. I love ladies. However, a group of them working together is a nightmare.
And I'm being held back a lot because I can't do my job because of the group. And we have to run things through. So it's interesting how my question actually led back to the first question that I was actually wanting to ask.
It's amazing that, isn't it?
But,
ask, and it shall be given. Okay. So the spider's web is really don't get caught up in it. And what that means is do your thing, do what you feel's right. And I kind of feel, it will be time to move in the next 2 to 3 months. Just for you, really, because I think I've got to say this, Kate, it's mainly for your sanity. Because it is driving me a bit insane right now.
Okay. So, yes, it is about my sanity now. It really is about my sanity.
Yeah.
I had a breakdown 3 weeks ago. I had a breakdown. Yeah. I mean, literally crying. My girlfriend, just complete sobs. All I could do was just curl up on the couch. I was at that point. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I can see it. Okay. So I kind of feel that, we need to do some release of karma on that, which I'm going to sort of pass you on to Joni because we haven't got time, a lot of time.
Okay.
But I also feel, it's time to move, honey, as they're saying to me. And it's funny because it's almost like when you talk about the spider's web, and I'm just going to say the symbolization, I actually get a picture of a lady dressed in black. So I sort of feel this is a relative that's looking after you from the other side.
But I almost feel it's black and Victorian.
So this is a message from her. This is the thing, you see. You may have gone, oh, my God, I don't feel frightened of these spiders. But she's going, don't get caught in the spider's web. But she is really looking after you. She's coming to me in, black Victorian clothing almost. Does that make sense to you? Was this like a great top?
It does.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Who raised me.
She's very much with you. Okay? So, follow your guidance. And on that note, I'm passing it to Joni. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, this was so beautiful, the work that you did, Caroline, just right on. In every way, I can't really add more to it. I'm not even going to try. I'm going to go in regarding why this is happening. What the karma is, what the challenge is, the meaning around for soul growth opportunity. So I'm going to go in and see why this is happening to you. Let's see.
Okay.
You were there's a. Do you have a glass of water or any water by you? Yes. Anything you can sip?
I do now. Yes.
There you go. We'll follow you, or we'll watch you prepare. So have a sip, and then between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. Again, it'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. There's a lifetime you were funded. They gave you funds, and then they slowly trickled away. I think that you lost a certain account. There was something that happened where you weren't able to provide and that the funds sort of disappeared. It was almost like there was a contingency. In order for this to work, you have to... I think it was for a benefit. It could have been a charity. We're going to give you money, but you have to raise X amount to match it in order for us to give you that money. Maybe it had to do with matching funds. So there are people that have come into your life and they haven't been supplying you what you've needed, and that due to situations, sometimes you have found yourself in situations where you're not fitting in, you don't belong,
it's
not a match. It's the matching funds. That's the matching. It's all about the metaphor of matching. They're not matching up with me. I don't feel I fit in. It wasn't a you blamed yourself in the other lifetime. I could have, if I could have only, if I could have only. Do you do a lot of that?
All the time.
That's the
blame. More than I need to. Yeah.
There you go. Well, this is going to probably stop after you do the forgiveness work. So it's a bleed-through effect of regret. And as a, it was a repetition. So you go to your passing in that lifetime going, oh, the woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Yes.
You come into this lifetime, it's a, you're
woulda,
strapped in a twisted, as Caroline said, this is a tricky situation here. And it's all twists and turns, ins and outs, nooks and crannies of, and it's hard to kind of find your way out of this maze. And ultimately it's, I don't feel that I fit in here. This isn't right. I almost feel like your performance is at stake, like you're starting to dip in terms of either
yes.
your ability to perform. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you, well, there was
yes.
the sadness. You broke down. So the way it
yes.
could affect your motivation
yes.
and your zeal.
Yes.
And so
yes.
it's the opportunity here is it sounds so simple, yet it's, you know, we're human. It's, are you ready? And I'm, you know how Caroline said she was rude before? Well, now it's my turn. You ready? Shit happens.
Yes.
There we go. This is the shit happens. So you did not accept your being human, your humanness in the other lifetime, and just going, well, you know what? It's not necessarily something I always have to do. Sometimes there are other variables that are at play regarding outcomes. You did
yes.
all you could in the other lifetime. You were very good. You did all you could, and you weren't able, and there was a loss. And it seems over here there's a similar parallel. You're doing
yes.
all you can under the circumstances, and the loss is such sadness here regarding the shenanigans,
yes.
feeling despairing,
yes.
and the key is, shit happens. You're a good person. You do what's in your control. You let the rest go, and you accept the limitations that we have as humans under very challenging circumstances. The funds that were given to you where you couldn't do the matching and they were lost, and this situation going on where it just doesn't that you'd be able to intervene, but it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. And we ball up all the lifetimes, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. Yep, each one.
Thank you.
Each one you are. There are five that are key, this one and four others, and there are 95 others that have the similar.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you're clearing this. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Look at you go. There are so many people. There are some animals, too, that are just loving on you right now. And I see heralding angels. See, the word belief is coming in. So if you want to put the word belief or I believe or believe on a piece of paper, that's very key. It's shining brightly. Thank God for these life lessons. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Done.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
So oh,
much.
You're welcome. Two of us, we're here. We are here. We do this. We love our jobs.
You
are going to be leaving that soon. I don't see you living there. I mean, working there. I don't see you working there.
That was
there.
Not clear.
I think you find
I'm trying to move. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's
thank
not
you.
Your,
oh
it's not your cuppa. And, you might
thank
end
you
up,
so
I don't know, I don't know. You don't have to tell me what you do, but I see something with entertainment. I see something with philanthropy. It could be something with entertainment, but there's a fundraiser, or it could be a side job or some event. It could be church-related, community-oriented, and you're going to you're going to make so much money, I think, at this fundraiser that it balances the karma with what happened. Your soul will be more than overjoyed, and you'll be on your knees thanking God.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless
Blessings
you.
To you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Caroline, do you have any last fits, because I made her cry and you made her hopeful, and so between the two of us, I think we did our job.
Thank you very much, Kate. No, I think I don't have any last bits. All I would say is go with love, Kate, and they're saying to me, get your shit sorted. You'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I feel lighter. So thank you.
Released so much, because you know you have the underpinning, right? You have the meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You did the
yes.
energy clearing,
yes.
and you're probably going to sleep like a baby.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
right.
You so much.
We have to go. You take care.
Some honey pie.
Bye.
Right, sadly, we've got two callers hanging on, but we're not going to have time to take your call, I'm afraid. But anyway, just to let you know who we are and where to contact us, I'm Caroline Dixon. My Facebook is Caroline Crystal Heart. I have a Facebook page called Crystal Heart Psychics, and you can speak to any one of my psychics 24/7. We do have an American Life caller number on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. Joni, would you like to add?
Sure. You could find me at Joni's White Light Healing.com. That's Joanies White LightHealing.com. You could find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And Caroline and I do this professionally. If you're interested in readings and healings, please contact us. We'd love to hear from you. When is the next time that we're on in November?
17th of November. The link is already on the page, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. So remember that. So we have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. We also have the Blog Talk Radio Show page. Please follow us if you wish to you want updates on. We do this show once a month, where we come together for an hour, hour and a half, and we take as many readings as we can. And for all of the that have been listening and called in, thank you very much. We've really appreciated. And I have to say this, and I think Joni will concur with me, because we're being telepathic anyway, is that you and Joni do really, really, really enjoy doing the show. We wouldn't do it if we didn't. Whilst we do this professionally, myself, I actually do work full time as well, but I do this I've been doing this professionally part time for 14 years. We do this because we love doing it, and we love working with each other, and we love the people that call in. And you know, it's also a bit of a showcase for obviously for if you wish to call us separately and have private readings with us, you also know where to contact us. However, and that's it, isn't it, Joni?
It is.
I think,
and
I can safely say,
it's always a pleasure working with you. So I so enjoy this, and I love the telepathy of the 10. So there you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Anyway, I'm going to play you out with a lovely song. Now, we've actually had Finding Me, or is it I Can't Make You Love Me at the top. Both have been sang by Joni. So I'm actually going to play you out with Finding Me by Joni, just as a closing of the show. Okay. So thank you for listening, and we'll speak to you next month.
laugh.